yet their protest votes on pay remain relatively few. They are non-binding, and the number of pay recalibrations last year were unusually high, suggesting their fury on the issue may yet cool. Say on pay censure alone will not end America's fat cat era. It is hard to imagine what will. Many shareholders instinctively cringe at the thought of taxation and pay caps, an option floated by left-wing Democrats. Yet their own collective efforts to modify the system are also feeble. Calls to lengthen the period executives hold shares to, say, 5 or 10 years have so far gone nowhere. Efforts to stop boards benchmarking CEOs against lavishly paid members of peer group companies have also flopped. It is quite likely, in fact, that shareholders will focus less on pay in coming years as they prioritise even more emotive issues such as gender and racial diversity among firms they invest in, as well as climate change. By 2022, environmental, social and governance, or ESG goals, are expected to be part of many more CEO pay schemes, especially as the credo grows of maximising value, not just for shareholders, but for stakeholders. In the long term, these may help improve stock market returns. But in the short run, the risk is that while oversight is lax, some boards will use ESG criteria to distract attention from poor financial performance. One day the world may have cause to cheer the impact of a greater focus on sustainability. But in the meantime, some CEOs will no doubt use it as a new way of feathering their own nests.